Sit comfortably, adjust your posture, that upright position, but then relax any tension, holding, contraction, so that you're at ease. Feel that at-easeness of mindful presence, a sense that you can be at ease and mindfully attend. And now direct your attention to the breath. Notice your own gentle rhythm. The natural ebb and flow of the breath, the in-breath, out-breath. Just stay with that gentle expansion of the in-breath, where you notice that in the body, and the out-breath, the release. So the physical sensations of the mindfulness of breathing, whether it's the rise and fall of the diaphragm or the expansion and contraction of the chest region, just how do you experience this? Notice, mindfully notice. Relax the shoulders, be at ease. And sense if there's a calmness and relaxation, and deepen into that. And if there's available to you, just spread that calmness and that sense of ease through your whole body and mind. Just feeling into that sense of ease, calm presence flowing through your whole body. So this calm presence and this kind presence, it's like you're making your whole body, mind and body, a vessel, a container. Now I invite you to bring to mind a situation that is currently causing you some distress or pain. Notice any unpleasant or painful feelings that are experienced. So just take a moment to perhaps even choose a situation or notice something that's fairly current for you and not the most traumatic thing. Something that causes some distress. And as you bring that to mind, notice what thoughts or emotions or sensations arise when you think about that stressful situation or painful or sad situation. See if you can name the feelings, whether it's sadness or anxiety, distress, depression. What's there? What is present? The emotional layer that's connected to this situation. Maintaining a sense of mindfulness, turning towards those painful feelings or distressing or anxious feelings to bear witness to and acknowledge, oh, what is present here? Knowing sadness as sadness, or pain as pain, or worry as worry, or agitation or aversion. Let's see what's connected there. And you turn towards the feelings that this situation gives rise to. This acknowledgement that, oh, this is distressing, this is suffering. See if you can maintain the mindfulness to attend to this discomfort or tension. Or ache in the heart. Now, see if you can bring with that mindfulness, that responsiveness of compassion, some feelings of care or warmth and kindness. Right into the body, to the felt sense. And it might be helpful as you respond with kindness and compassion, you can put your hand on that part of the body that you might feel that tension or anxiety. It might be in the heart center, could be in the diaphragm, or it could be in your jaw, or it could be some clenching somewhere in your body, that you're just going to turn your attention and kindness right into that felt sense of that pain or distress. So that there's, and that hand, your hand of compassion, is holding and radiating kindness, like you being your own best friend, holding that distress, not trying to push it away, but responding to it. Just keep coming back to your hand as a response to the pain or distress. And there may be other feelings or memories or that emerge as you do that, or there's just the strong sensations and you keep responding mindfully, caring, attending. So the simple motto is attend and befriend. Breathe and soothe that distress. Attend and befriend. Allow the breath to be soothing of that contraction or anxiety or pain. Whatever you're experiencing there, just breathing and soothing. Breathe and soothe, attend and befriend. Just practice that for a little while, whether it's in your heart or your belly or your jaw or your head. And you might want to repeat these phrases internally if it helps. Say them to yourself, quietly to yourself. May I be free from pain and distress. May I be free from fear and the causes of fear. May I abide in the healing power of compassionate presence, attending and befriending. Being with your experience. May I be safe and at ease. Or just holding some of those feelings, those tender feelings, sadness or anxiety. Just holding those feelings tenderly so that there's support for them. Attending and befriending, making space for your pain. Something that has touched you, something has triggered you, your distress. So holding yourself dear. It might be an exhausted part or a fearful part that needs your compassionate presence. And notice anything that takes you out of that self-compassion. Just notice any thoughts or what arises when you attend and befriend. Any judgments or story that might hijack you away from that compassionate presence, and notice the effects of doing that. Notice what happens when you turn towards that which is difficult. And practice self-compassion. Notice what it's like after a few minutes of that practice. So I just invite you to just take one few seconds to reflect on a practice of self-compassion. What's easy about it? What's hard about it? What's that like?